I've decided to open my first savings account.
I've decided to reclaim my health.
I've decided to give faith
a second chance.
Time now for the I've Decided radio show, sponsored by I've Decided, an organization in Peoria designed to motivate people just like you to achieve your goals, from physical to financial health, to learning a new skill or being a better spouse. Now, I've Decided radio.
Good morning, Central Illinois. You are tuning in to I've Decided radio. I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided and host of your radio show today. So if you've been listening to us over the last few weeks, we've kind of been keying in on social media a little bit. We first talked to Renee about social media and the impact it has and some of the negative things that have been going on out there and how we can counteract that with some positivity and encouragement if we all come together and make a decision to focus on something different. And then we had the news following that with Caterpillar and some unfortunate situations in our community that brought on a little more negative stuff. And so last week, my guest Kendall was talking about an opportunity where we could do something positive, specifically on Facebook, social media, where you could enter into a contest and do I Believe in Peoria, hashtag I Believe in Peoria, where you go out, post a picture of something you love about your city, whether it be a place that you love to go or, a beautiful site in our community, the trails, the biking trails, the running trails, downtown on the riverfront, whatever it is that you love about your community, just post it and say, I believe in Peoria. And that just really inspired me to think about our community and to think about what happens when an unfortunate event that could have a negative impact happens in cities and communities all across the world, really. And what the people of that city, of that community, could do if we all came together and decided that we were going to prosper no matter what, and what we could do to make a difference in that as individuals. I know sometimes you may ask yourself, what can one person do to make an impact in the community under a situation that doesn't seem super exciting? Well, you could have a huge impact in our community. In fact, I wrote a blog this week and I said there are three things that you can do instantly to become a community-wide difference maker and have a positive impact on the prosperity of our city and our community. And so I am very excited about my guest today. When I started thinking of a community-wide difference maker or community-wide difference makers in our city in Peoria, it didn't take me much to think about Mr. Alexis Kazam. He is the owner of the very successful Junction City Shopping Center out on Knoxville. And I know many of you have probably been out there and noticed the amazing changes and how awesome it is and all the energy that's happening out there. They came on board with I've Decided last year as a part of a Shop Local campaign. I've Decided to Shop Local. We are thrilled to have them as a resource. But I think you are going to be pleasantly surprised when you hear some of the things that Alexis is working on as a community-wide difference maker in Peoria. And we're going to talk a little bit about what you can do specifically in order to change the outcome of the uncertainty in our situation, in our community. So welcome, Alexis. Thank you so much for being with me today.
Thank you very much, Kim. Exciting to be here.
It is so exciting. So I don't think it would take much for especially the locals of Peoria to drive by Junction City and notice the change out there. There has been some major change going on over the last few years.
Thank you very much. Yeah, it's been positive growth. So we're obviously very excited about it and, plan on maintaining the momentum.
Yeah. And we were just talking and I said, and I'm a small business owner and I have businesses in shopping centers up near Chicago, here in Peoria. I've owned businesses down in Georgia, really, in Alabama as well. And there's one thing they all have in common. Most of them have a lot of empty spaces. And in the midst of all of this, and even like in our downturn in the economy, and now with what's happening in Peoria with Caterpillar, your shopping center is booked full. In fact, I talk to Brittany, your property manager, quite often, and she says, really, you don't have any space available. People are on waiting lists because you don't allow a lot of competition to come in And so I'm sure there are people that are waiting for somebody to potentially move out so they can move in. What do you correlate that success to, Alexis?
First of all, you've given so much information already in your introduction that I would like to comment on.
Okay.
Because I don't want to let go of what you started saying about the event and occurrence, which will then lead to part of my answer, which I feel is, you made me immediately think of, I was recently at the Peoria High State after they won the state championship. I was listening to their coach, Coach Thornton, talk a little bit, and he had adopted Urban Meyer's philosophy of his book, which, you know, is event, reaction, occurrence. You know, so you have an event, like just like you said, the cat.
The
you know,
cat.
You use that reference, but it could be any. You know, you have an outcome,
right,
that will depend on your response or reaction. And you said it, you know, the reaction is going to affect the outcome. So we already have the certainty of an event, and now it's how's the community going to react to it, you know, with a lot of fear and paranoia, or, you know, trying to just take things more into your own hands. Peoria people, Peoria residents supporting Peoria businesses, people that have been here a long time that are here physically. And I feel it becomes everybody's duty at that point to support that type of business. And I feel that people are a lot more in tune to that mentality nowadays. And technological tools have also come available for local retailers to combat against the power of national chains' budgets.
Yeah, I think the social media, the apps that we were talking about before we started the show, mm-hmm. has a huge impact on being able to market our smaller businesses.
That's right.
And we can compete with those big box stores. But also, we need to educate the community. And, mm-hmm. and that's what I've decided really is all about. Our goal is to motivate people to make a positive lifestyle choice or fulfill a dream, whatever that is. But the other aspect of it is to provide them with resources and the education so that we can make good quality decisions. And you said it earlier, Alexis, smart decisions.
Mm-hmm. That's really important what you said, because in order for me to even be able to sit here and talk to you about this, it's really because of Brittany. Brittany Duffield is sitting to my left, and she runs the shopping center. She's been with us for a decade, and she was really the one that brought the social media platform to my attention that we've become so reliant upon. So I learned from Brittany and started educating our tenants on methods of using these tools that are at their disposal, that as a community, they are a lot stronger than any one individually. And this mentality leads to success.
Yes.
And in a shopping center standpoint, you know, what you need to do is use those tools to then bring foot traffic to nourish your center. Each one does a lot for themselves, but together we can do a lot more. And, you know, that's kind of our mentality, and we're spend a lot of time on it. Brittany pretty much does that full time. You know, how do we use the tools that are the most effective, the least expensive at our availability to bring focus and attention to our center? And that comes in a lot of different aspects.
So what I hear you saying, one of what you believe to be a big factor in your success is giving back to your tenants. And I've been renting in shopping centers for a long time, Alexis, and I don't think I've ever rented from someone who invested back into the businesses who are there. And, you know, I know that shopping centers look at it like, well, if we keep your shopping center looking nice and we mow your lawn and we get the snow removal out, that's our job. That's what we're supposed to do. Your shopping center looks nice. But along the way, along the years, I've been naive. I was a very young business owner. So in a lot of aspects, I was very naive, and especially when it came to leasing and being in shopping centers. I felt like such a small little fish compared to, you know, the big shopping center owner that would come visit every now and then. You know, like I never met anyone that would say, oh, let us invest in this app and utilize it to benefit every business that's in the shopping center and drive traffic into our shopping center so that our businesses, our customers, our clients will be successful. And then in turn, you're smart enough to know that you'll be successful. And I can't believe that not everyone is doing that. It's amazing to me, really.
There aren't a lot of centers that are really fully locally nourished. You know, we have really the majority of our businesses are family-owned businesses. And, you know, to work with that profile, it's difficult to do it, I believe, consistently and with one vision. Because when you have a lot of individual store owners, you tend to have a lot of opinions, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I think that what we've proven and created is a platform where you can, and this is what a lot of social media allows you to do. It allows you to create an event and lead you to data. You can track it. It's very powerful for target marketing purposes. And, you know, we follow ours on a daily basis. What are we doing? And is it leading to, you know, to loyalty programs being filled, coupons being redeemed, customer codes being used, and things like this? We give our tenants a platform that they can take their ingredients that are going bad at a restaurant, and, you know, instead of someone finding out about, you know, some oxtail soup because their waiter tells it about it when they sit down, they have an opportunity to push that notification out to the center's user base. You know, when you come within a block of the center, you pick up the notifications of everything that's around there.
And the specials that are going on.
Anything from clothes to haircuts to whatever. And every day they change. And this is communication and information pushing. And this is what allows the local tenants to fight for themselves in an online market. This is a big area of growth right now as this clicks to mortar.
Yeah.
And it needs to be taken advantage of.
Yeah. Clicks to bricks, you were saying, right? So
yeah,
clicks to bricks. And so you're allowing, by having this app at your shopping center, as one example, you're allowing or giving your local business owners and all of those businesses out there locally owned, giving your local business owners the opportunity to compete with the big box stores and online, or at least online shopping. Is that what you're saying?
Sure. I mean, I guess on a broader scope, it would be that. But really, it's we consider it more of a tool to invest in promoting themselves to an audience intelligently and together with value to the end user. And, you know, that's what happens when you walk into a big box. You know, they all have their own app. They all have their own coupons. They all have this. There's really no personalization to, of course, there's a benefit to the user and people go and redeem those coupons for foot traffic. But the true value of, say, what an app-like technology can bring to that retailer is not just posting a sale and hoping that someone comes and redeems it, but is being able to track an action and know that a message that you're putting out there is having a specific effect and where from. Because, you know, once you log in on all these apps through your social platforms, there's a lot of tracking behind it. We're a non-intrusive app, but the data that it gives our retailers and us to analyze is very smart because we push a message from the top. You know, we have a lot of different techniques. We use our LED a little differently than other centers as far as like targeting a specific time or user or product or shop.
Right.
So everything is centered around being able to gather data that allows us to drive a message efficiently. You know, should we sponsor, should we put up a tent at a soccer tournament?
And at any given time, I go out to Junction City all the time, whether it's having coffee, shopping, lunch, or whatever, I'm out there. And it's always active. There's always people out there. The parking lots are full. And there's high energy. It just is a fun place to be. And you've created such an amazing market for Shop Local. It's really breathed some life back into our community to say, we've got some great local stores, some great local shopping, some great local restaurants. And as a local business owner, I would like to say thank you for that. And I want to just say, if you're just tuning in to I've Decided Radio, you are listening to my guest, Alexis Kazam. He is the owner of Junction City Shopping Center out on Knoxville. And we are just going on about the success that they've had out there and some of the reasons why Alexis believes that the shopping center is full and has been so successful. And they've really tapped into the social marketing, social media marketing, as well as the app that you guys have, the Junction City app for shopping and coupons and things like that. And so if you're listening, obviously, Alexis, you are the epitome of what we would consider a community-wide difference maker. And I know that we could probably have 10 shows. I know firsthand that we could probably have 10 shows on everything that you are involved in our community and where you put your stamp. But what I'd like to do is do a little twist here, because I know the listeners are thinking, what can one, I'm just me. You know, I'm not Alexis Kazam. I don't own Junction City, right? I don't have that kind of power. I don't have that kind of money. There's not much I can do. But again, just kind of going back to the inspiration behind my blog on the three things that you can do to instantly become a community-wide difference maker, I'd love to get your input and share some of that with our listeners so that they can have the wisdom, have the knowledge, know that there is something that they can do to change the outcome. And I want to repeat what you said earlier, if you can remember. You said the coach at Peoria High said there's the event, and then there is the outcome.
The response. Reaction, outcome.
And outcome. So we have an event. And we can use the Caterpillar with the executives moving to Chicago as an example. Mm-hmm. So we have the event. And now the reaction will determine the outcome.
Right.
So let's talk about that reaction, because that's where we want to educate our listeners and say how you react is so important. So the first thing that I talk about is focusing on the positive and the positive things that are happening in our community, which is one of the reasons I wanted you to be the guest, because Junction City is one of the positive things that's happening in our community. But what would you say about focusing on the positive? Would you agree that there are things that people can focus on? And what happens if, what's your take on when we focus on the negative or focus on the positive? What would you have in regards to that?
First of all, I'm an optimist, you know, right. And I am every day and I can't help it. But, you know, we have had a negative event, and there's no doubt that it will have some negative consequence, and you know, and some people will be affected, and we have to have compassion for that and understand that. Yet these things happen. Could be natural disasters, companies laying off people. You don't know what that's going to be, but it could be a bunch of different things that impact an area, right? But people need to have a positive mindset, and the positive mindset that you've been talking about is what is going to make the difference in the end. People talk, you can spend a lot of time talking about why things have happened or why they shouldn't have happened or how can they be stopped from happening. It's said and done. It's over.
You can't, now you're focusing on what you can't change when you focus on that. Right. You can sit around and talk about the person who made the decision.
That's wasted energy.
And you're wasting your energy.
So really, I mean, you know, it's interesting because I've grown up in big cities my whole life. And I only moved to Peoria a little over 10 years ago. I didn't really understand what all of this meant, the local. I'd never really lived in that type of market before, but I've learned a lot. And part of it is just balance. I feel, you know, you really need to give to your community and to the people that feel like they can make a difference or that don't know how they can make a difference. I feel like you need to recognize this and you need to start taking proactive decisions into investing, whether it be time or monies, in local.
Yes.
Because that is the backbone, the true backbone of this community is our local retail and business. That is the truth.
And I have that listed as number two, and that's shop local. In fact, this is what I say, and I want you to comment on it. I said, we see the word shop small or shop local often, but what does it really mean to you? In uncertain times, I said, we must tighten our belt, unite, and conquer. The best way of doing this is to do an inventory of where you're spending your money. So, listeners, I want to encourage you, do an inventory of where you are spending your money. And make a commitment for the next year to say, you know what, I'm not going to buy anything online. I'm going to choose to spend my money in the community. in a time like this, what about staycations? You know, instead of going out of town for a weekend up to Chicago where the executives are moving, and we love Chicago, nothing wrong with that, but in times like these, we have to strap our belt tight. We have wineries. We have amazing shopping. We have beautiful hotels that are locally owned that give back to our community. We have trails. We have hiking. We have museums. We have the riverfront. I mean, we have, you could do a weekend staycay instead of taking your money out of the community, right?
No, you can think about it in an extremist type of way, but a sale that may happen online in a different state may give one less lunchbox or uniform at a public school. You know, not relative on a sale value, but, you know, we need local dollars to be spent. You know, when I think about where does the money, when people shop at Junction, where do those monies end up going to the public school district, to the different things that it goes to? But that one particularly I like to concentrate on because it involves the kids and the education and the well-being of them. Our public school system needs to flourish, you know. Our poverty level needs to be cured. There's a lot of things that need to be addressed and worked on. And a big answer or a big step or a big action is to turn the attention and the focus and the efforts and the monies on ourselves. You know, and that this is what needs to be subscribed to. This is the answer. This is what people need to believe. Mm-hmm. This is the action that people need to start taking. And people need to start free. And it's going to take people like you being able to reach really, truly a lot of people through a great radio voice and show to let people know what is going to be, you know, at their availability, what to try. And there will be some really cool things, even through this APSCO project that we touched briefly upon, you know, tools that are coming out for local. You know, you see Alignment Peoria, you see a lot of these movements that are starting to come into effect to support our local economy. So it's fitting. Yes, we've had a 300-person layoff from a Fortune 100 firm that's been the backbone of our city for, you know, for a century.
So we have the event, but now we need to react.
Yes, we need to be proactive about maybe finding more new companies to come here. Maybe we need to come up with new incentive plans. But whatever it is, and we have great officials and leaders working on, you know, on that kind of stuff every day, but what is able to give them the ability to sell the city is still a strong local base, right? And we know we're a very philanthropic city. We know we're a very caring city. You know we're a very supportive city. And, you know, sure, some reliance and help has come from a company, Caterpillar, obviously, but many, many others as well.
And there are a lot of successful companies.
And they will
in
continue
Peoria.
To support.
And Caterpillar is still doing, you know, okay, they're not all moving out. So
exactly.
We need to just focus on the positive. We need to shop local. We need to keep our dollars in the community. Now, listen, I love to travel just like everybody. I'm sure I'll travel again. But the point is, in times like these, we can make a huge impact by doing an inventory on where you spend your dollars and making a commitment to keep as much of those dollars in Peoria as possible.
It makes a big difference.
It makes a huge difference. And then finally, get involved. And that's what you were saying. And we don't have a ton of time to go through it all, but I said, get involved, take action. And this is my line. I love this so much. Start doing what you think others should do.
That's a good line.
And that's my mission. You know, if I think to myself, you know what, they need to, because that's my typical personality. I love telling people what to do, right? I'm like, you need to do this. And so that's where I got that line from. I'm like, you know what? Instead of, you need to start doing what you're telling other people to do. So that's the motto. Start doing what you think others should be doing. So instead of complaining about the school district, what can you do? What are you complaining about? Whatever you're complaining about, get busy making a change, right?
Absolutely. Dr. Karat, when she came in as the superintendent of District 150, what was District 150 is now Peoria Public Schools. One of the first changes that she made is a perception change. She said, no more 150, doesn't exist anymore. Now it's Peoria Public Schools. And every time you want to use the word problem, just change it for opportunity. And it's a mental switch, but it's contagious. And a lot of people have adopted to it, and it's beginning to yield, you know, with great support, a lot of positive outcome. And it's no different than this. Think about positive ways. You know, you can always make a positive out of a negative with to some effect, with some energy and concentration and goodwill. And goodwill is also part of it. Everyone can contribute time or some effort to some cause.
Time or talent. If you don't think you have money, you've got time, mm-hmm. you've got talents. Mm-hmm. If you're short on money, use your time and talents. If you've got 10 bucks, and our nonprofit organizations tend to suffer in times like these. And that's not good for the prosperity in our community. No. We need to find ways to give back.
I feel like what you're talking about and what you've created is, I mean, at the forefront of a hot topic of areas like Peoria. It's a big deal right now. It's an issue everywhere. A lot of corporations and businesses and chambers of commerce are talking about it. Local. It's significant right now. And I think that the attention that you're bringing to it and the way that you're addressing it and helping educate the public is precisely what the listeners need to hear, because they're going to learn how they can make a difference. And adaptability of these platforms sometimes is difficult, so you have to invest time into it. But once you kind of get used to a new platform, such as an app, which is what a lot of these local shops, retailers are going to be relying upon to give our consumers the ability to come and give them advantages to kind of keep it local. You know, we have to match the deals that are offered online.
Right. The emails that you're getting 25,000 times a day.
And the price tag.
Right.
So, you know, but also, yeah, maybe you will spend 29 more cents if you can go get it within the next, you know, 15 minutes. So it's the way to go. And I think you.
It is. And just another example, we were talking about the Peoria Foundation, the school foundation. And how awesome it is. You provide them a space out there in your shopping center. And, you know, those are the things that I want people to know. Why should you shop local? Why should you go out to Junction City? And there are other, we're yes. focusing on Junction City, but many other shop locals and small businesses out there. But why should you choose that? Because I guarantee you one thing. There's something that they're doing and giving back to your community that you may not even be aware of. And promoting and supporting nonprofit organizations such as the Peoria School Foundation mm-hmm. is just one little teeny tiny thing that you do. And
we like to try to touch everybody. We have a little button on our app. It's called the Pay It Forward, and people use it a lot. You know, if you've won a science fair or a special teacher award, or you've participated in the Special Olympics, or you've won a valedictorian or anything like that, or you've done a good deed, you know, someone nominates your story, we send them some Junction certificates to come and use at the center. Those are little things, but we really like try to recognize local achievement.
Right.
Those are actions that just, you know, spread goodwill. And I feel like what you're touching upon is talking positively, spreading goodwill, and keeping a really positive mentality is what in the end is going to, in hard times or good times, will allow you to overcome.
That is a good note to have to end on. I'm just so sad our time is up. I can't believe how fast this half hour went. And I will just say, I want to challenge you on your social media for the next 30 days, make a decision to post only positive things about our city. Share your favorite places to shop local. Take selfies of being out shopping in the local stores, the local restaurants, and, you know, just hashtag Prosper Peoria or hashtag I Believe in Peoria or just something positive. Anytime you think that you're going to post something negative because you're upset or discouraged, and I understand we all get upset and discouraged, but that negative post could have such a huge impact where you could just turn it around and find something positive. And the positive stuff will catch on. And people will start to focus on that, and the mayhem won't happen. And so we have an event, but how we respond will determine the outcome. I love that, Lexus. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you very much for having me.
And thank you, listeners, for tuning in. You've been listening to I've Decided Radio, and I'm Kim Martin, founder of I've Decided. You can learn more about our community at ivedecided.org. I look forward to being with you next Sunday.
Thanks for listening to I've Decided Radio, sponsored by I've Decided, a local organization designed to help motivate you to reach your goals. Listen every Sunday morning at this time for I've Decided Radio. For more information, go to ivedecided.org. What will you decide?